Hey, BA fam, this episode is sponsored by State Farm. Are you a small business owner looking for insurance that fits your needs and budget? Look no further than State Farm. State Farm agents are not just insurance providers, they're also small business owners who live and work right here in your community. They understand the unique challenges of running and protecting a small business. When it comes to small business insurance, State Farm knows what it takes. Create a plan that fits your needs and your budget. State Farm agents are ready to help you choose personalized policies that truly understand your business. Insure your small business with a fellow small business owner. Talk to a State Farm agent today and get started on personalized small business insurance that fits your needs. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today.
Dun, dun, da, dun, 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 da, dun.
You's married now.
I'm a married woman.
Yo, that's so weird. I can't believe you're married.
I can believe it because it was a lot of work. I feel married. I feel old. I feel like I've aged in like the best way. I may sound a little haggard, but we just flew back from beautiful Savannah, where we had the wedding this afternoon. So we've been home for like all of 2 hours. And yeah, that happened. You were there. What was your... Tell me how it went. I don't...
Honestly, it's all a blur for me. So much fun. So one, hands down, your ceremony was the best ceremony I'd ever attended. Like, usually the ceremony is like, womp womp. You're like, whatever, just let's cut this cake and eat this food and dance, you know? Yeah. But no, the ceremony was hilarious. So one, guys, it was in Savannah, which is already beautiful. And Mandy, like, I guess you secured some trolleys. Savannah has trolleys that do like sightseeing tours, and so Mandy secured a trolley for her guests to go from downtown to where was the place held?
It's at a manor called the Mackey House, which is like 10 minutes outside of downtown.
So it was really pretty. And then so you get there, you're like, oh, it's so nice, everybody's dressed all nice.
I didn't know you did the trolley.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, keep going.
And so we got on the trolley, and then we get there. I'm like, ooh, this is pretty. It's outside. And so we're all sitting, you know, thinking this is going to be this formal thing. I see, I almost said, what are we going to call him? Husband Boo?
We're just going to call him we'll just call him Husbay.
Husbay. So, you know, your friend, I forget her name, the Nigerian one who read the...
Tolulope, Tolu.
Yeah, yes. So Tolu, that's her secret name for her boo. She's going to be like, they stole it. We did. So Husbay, you know, he's standing off to the side. And I was like, oh, he looks so, like, cool, calm, and collected. And his boys were all behind him. And one, I thought it was hilarious. I was like, the music was, you know, you are so non-traditional. The music was like, boom, chicka, boom, chicka, boom. Like,
wait, for what part?
I don't remember the people like when your procession like walked down, they were like walking to a beat. You know, usually it's all somber, like.
Duh, duh, oh, duh. Yeah. We picked a really cool song. Well, I'm going to say but it was me.
But it was like the beat. They were walking like, you see me, get into it, walking down.
Oh, I wish I could have been there.
I love it. So they're walking down the aisle and they're walking to like a funky little beat. And I was like, okay. And then we're all waiting for Mandy, and I'm like, ooh, how's Mandy gonna look? Your dress honestly was beautiful. Everyone, people who didn't even know you were writing on my page because I posted it later. They were like, I don't know her, but that dress fit her perfectly. I mean, I'm not gonna lie, not every wedding dress is great, but yours was beautiful and it fit you like, it was like literally, it looked custom made for your body.
Well, it was. Yeah. Spend enough money on tailoring, that makes me feel so justified.
I know, it was, honestly, it was perfect. And then your hair, I was wondering, I was like, ooh, how's Mandy gonna wear her hair, because I know you're natural. I was like, is she gonna be curly, like how's it gonna go? But honestly, the way you wore your hair was perfectly, like it fit the dress perfectly, because it was like old school, yet like, you know, I know you like, you straightened it, but it wasn't like you got a perm, but it like, you know, so you had fullness, because you know perms take away all the fullness.
Yeah,
no, it was perfect. And you had like this pretty little barrette in the back that I like, that held on to your veil.
That was my sister. She let me borrow it.
Oh, it was really pretty. Honestly, yeah. It was perfect because you weren't wearing, because you know some people wear like a lot of jewelry. You weren't wearing like a lot of jewelry, so it was a nice little like bejeweled touch. And I was like, oh, is her dad gonna cry?
My dad low key had probably like half a bottle of apple brandy before the wedding.
He was hilarious. First of all, your dad was over there like getting something, and your brother came because you guys were like after the wedding. So well, anyway, during the wedding, your officiant, what do they call him, an officiant?
Officiant. Officiant.
Right. So it was, what was his name? Frank,
or one of our really good friends, Frank. Yeah.
Amazing. When I say amazing, amazing. First of all, I was like, Frank, you do this on the side or something, because I need to do my wedding. He was hilarious. So instead of doing a traditional sermon, Frank did like the story of husband and Mandy, how they met. But it was so funny. It was like sweet. It was funny. It was like every emotion we're all going through in the audience together. I mean, we damn near hugged afterwards, like, oh my God.
Gonna make me cry again. I've been like such a wreck the past 2 days.
It was so amazing. Yo, Frank was literally perfect. I mean, perfect. Because like, yeah. I said, he was funny. He was a little irreverent, but then it was sweet. And then it was like, oh, it just like, oh, so many peaks and valleys. And I was like, oh, like, it was just such an awesome, he did such a great job with the sermon part. And then Mandy being Mandy, of course, was like, wait till I read my vows. You guys are going to love them. She literally said that up top. So I love that, because that is so you. And you're like, it's so good. They're so good. What I loved is that I loved how your vows and husband's vows, that they weren't the same, but clearly you had a template.
Something like that, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like a basic template, like I promised to. I love the promises at the end that you guys made to each other. They were both really beautiful. And then, yeah, it just was the service itself. Like I said, I usually the ceremony, I'm like, I could take it or leave it. And then like where you had your reception, which is like right upstairs, which is great because I hate having to get into the car to drive.
Yes, yes, totally agree.
And the sidebar, as we waited for the food, like the appetizers were freaking yummy. People were like attacking the waiter. I felt so bad for them. You had chicken and waffle bites, which were delicious.
Yes.
I don't even think he got 2 feet. He was like, you know, there's more. I'll be back. People were like, shut up and give me one. And then, but my favorite, I must have had like 6 of them. And like, I didn't want the one waiter who had them to see me. So I kept finding like another waiter. But the empanadas were everything. Oh my gosh.
Oh, yes. So, I'm so glad the food. See, we tried all that stuff. I didn't get, by the way, I barely ate by any of the food that we paid for because, you know, of like we had to be walking and I wanted to just dance or whatever, but I tasted everything because we had a tasting back in November. So it makes me so happy because those chicken and waffles were everything. And we did like a custom menu and it was so cool because we wanted to like incorporate.
I love that.
Like a Latin and Southern sort of fusion.
And you did perfectly, honestly. Oh, that's what I loved about it, that it was very clear that both cultures were represented, because it's like, ooh, chicken waffles, so yummy. Empanadas, ooh, delicioso, you know? and just like, I love that, even though it's outside, and it was like, Savannah now anyway, it was a little bit cool, but you know, the heaters made it, and it just was so pretty, the reception, where you had it like, you know, the covering of like the tent, and then the food, I was like, Mandy had it, I told everyone, I'm like, there was a biscuit bar. I've never even heard of one. People were like, what? Why you a biscuit? I'm like, all the way back to New Jersey. And there was some honey gravy that you could literally slap on like a bark of a tree and eat it. That's how good that honey gravy was.
Oh man, I'll take your word for it.
It was so good. The shrimp kebabs were delicious. It was just, the food was really good. And then the music was like, it was such a great mix of like traditional wedding music. Of course, we did every line dance, which I loved. And then there was definitely Latin music where everybody could swing their hips if they wanted to. And then there was like a mix of like, I guess, contemporary pop, which I didn't know any of the word. I was like, I don't know this one.
Pit who? Shih Tzu? Bulldog? Pitbull? What?
Yeah. But it was great. And just like the music that you guys danced out to, what I like is that some weddings are so uptight and you're like, ugh, is anybody having fun? But everyone was having such a good time. That's what I liked about it, that it didn't seem pretentious. It wasn't like, you know, I don't know. Like I said, some weddings you go to because you have to and you're like, all right, I'm ready to go. But this one was like fun, the whole from the beginning to the end. I'm like, this is such a, it made me, and normally, you know, I was like, I'm not having a daggone wedding. We're going to Justice of the Peace. And I was like, I could see it maybe if it's like this. Like,
it's happening.
I know, by the way. That's what it takes. I was telling Superman, I was like, wait, Mandy's wedding was good. I might wait. I don't know. He was like, oh boy. And one thing I have to say is your friends. I am, any of my friends that are listening, thank you so much, because literally every single one of Mandy's friends or family member was like, oh my God, but Janice, right? I totally listened to the podcast.
I told you. Come alone, you will not stay alone.
None of my family or friends listen to the podcast. They're like, what's the podcast? So it was so nice. I was like, wow, this is what support looks like, Drina. You're not listening anyway, so it doesn't matter. Linda, Mark, none of my friends. Shade. I'm calling you out by name because you don't listen anyway. But that part I really love too, is that how much, you know, they really like are into like what you do. And it was like the UN. I was like, Mandy has a friend from every race. And it was literally like, we need Asian, check.
I know, it looked like I did it like from a marketing perspective. Like, yes. Let me get bridesmaids of every shade of the rainbow.
Literally, I mean, Indian. Like, I don't know if it's Chinese or Japanese. I'm the worst.
Vietnamese.
Right? And just Vietnamese. I mean, it was literally every race there. Me and Nick from Magnify Money, we were like, wow, Mandy has the UN of friends. So you do. It was just really great.
But they're, oh, yeah, I'm already starting to cry again. I've never. Aww.
Yeah, so, it was great. Honestly, Mandy, well done. Thank you. You know, husband was like, yeah, she did it all.
I really did. But it was so important. It's like everything you're saying is everything I wanted it to be, which was like a celebration, not just of like, you know, marriage is, you know, obviously the point, but like the fact that like the only reason I could justify having a wedding is if we were going to do it and we're going to have the most amazing time and we're going to give people the most amazing party they were going to talk about for years. And every picture and every video that I've seen has been like, it was worth it. Like to see my like 19-year-old baby cousin Anna, who was my bridesmaid, who I used to babysit when I lived in my uncle's basement after college when I was broke, you know, if she was 12, to see her be a bridesmaid and then to see her dancing with my sister's wife, who's from Wisconsin, and like see my mom dancing with Enrique's Dominican dad. And like,
yeah, that was cute.
Like just all those, it's like crossover of life, man. And all those moments when it, just watching, because when you're in it, you don't, like, I'm seeing things happen, but there's a lot of stuff that I missed. And I've literally been spending the last like 72 hours just reading, like watching every video, looking at every photo I can. Aww. And just reliving every moment and waking up with like a huge stupid smile on my face. And
no, it was, I mean, honestly, it was just great. Like what I thought was so awesome was like when I met, well, I mean, I knew as soon as I saw husband's mom, I'm like, okay, that is clearly his mom. Your mom and his mom. There's something about moms who have kids that are getting married. It's the same. I mean, they look like twins on the inside because they were both like, it's my day. It's my day.
It was their day. Oh, was it?
That's what I love about it. Like they both, your mom is so adorable. I was like, look at Mandy's mom. She was clearly like, you know, I mean, Mandy's getting married, but it's my day. Just so we're clear.
They were both
so adorable. And they're both so excited. Like, yes, the day has finally arrived. So that I thought was really cute when you guys, because Mandy had a picnic the day before the wedding, and because I didn't really know any of your friends by sight, I'm looking, and I'm like, okay, there's a group, a motley crew of group, and I'm looking, and then I saw a guy that looked just like Drake. Sorry, Mandy's brother. He told me not to call him that, but whatever. And I'm like, oh, there's Drake. Literally, Mandy's brother. When I say Drake, I mean build, height, frame, face. Like, he looks so much like Drake. It's ridiculous. And as soon as I saw Drake, I was like, Drake's putting up the tent. That must be you weren't there yet. That must be the party right there.
Yeah, it's kind of silly. That now that he started bulking up, he looks like even more. But whatever. I'm done defending him. Like, just call him Drake. It doesn't matter. Like, there's worse things. There's worse people to look like. He can go for it.
I know, right? Drake is good looking. Yeah. No, everything was really, yeah. It was just a great weekend. And honestly, you just chose a perfect place because Savannah – it's such a great backdrop. There's certain cities that, you know, you go and you're just there for the wedding because, you know, the city itself, you know, there's nothing really to do. Somerset, New Jersey or something, you know, but not that there's anything wrong with Somerset, but the city itself doesn't necessarily lend itself to like good times on its own, you know, but Savannah mm-hmm. itself is a destination. So it just was a great backdrop to your wedding.
All right, BA fam, y'all know when it comes to financial advice, you have to trust your source. That's why you listen to Brown Ambition, right? And when I'm looking to upgrade my wallet, I turn to NerdWallet. Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. I've been a longtime fan of NerdWallet. In fact, I almost work there a couple of times because when it comes to financial experts and writing, they really know how to give you the best reviews of financial products. I honestly wouldn't sign up for a credit card today if I hadn't looked at a review on a site like NerdWallet myself. And honestly, if y'all haven't learned about NerdWallet, you're missing out. And with their help, what could future you do with more travel rewards? A hotel upgrade? Lounge access? Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms of each credit card issuer apply.
The fact that so many, we need to like set this up. So behind the scenes this week, Savannah, the day of the wedding was just, spectacular. It was like Savannah said, and I am going to bless this union with the best day of weather.
Yeah.
Not too hot, not too cold, and a cloudless sky the entire day. And, yep. But let me tell you, the week leading up to it, because we got down there on Tuesday, Wednesday were my big busy days. I was like, we have so much to do these last 2 days. My sister was there, my ride or die matron of honor, who, I just have never loved more in my life than this week when she was supporting me so much. But anyway, we were running around and on Wednesday we were looking at the weather, and the weather looked great for the wedding day. And on Wednesday it was like, oh, chance of thunderstorm, but it kept getting moved ahead every hour. It's going to hit at 3, and then it was going to hit at 4, and there were these really ugly dark clouds were sort of just behind the horizon all day long. And I was like, oh, look, the weather is just going to hold out for me so I can finish all these errands. Look at it go. So nice. Little did I know that this huge storm system was going to screw up like all the flights of people trying to get in on Wednesday, because everybody important, not important, but like everyone in the wedding, most of the bridesmaids and groomsmen were coming in Wednesday night, and many of them were flying in from New York City. And on rehearsal day, because of the storm, people couldn't get in. So on the day of the rehearsal on Thursday, we're missing like half the groomsmen. I already was pretty sure that one of our dear, dear, dear friends, who's the wife of one of our groomsmen, wasn't able to come at all. Mm. I had a friend who was stuck trying to get here from Missouri, and her flight was canceled, and just, oh. And so you have that going on. But like, I remember at a certain point, like this week was brought to you by meditation, because I kept telling myself like, okay, everything is things are going wrong, but you still have a lot of people here who are important. A lot of people who have come, and some, thank God Enrique's parents managed to get in somehow. They got in on a 6 p.m. flight with his brother and his brother's girlfriend. They all made it. It was the people who were on the later flights, like 8 and 9 o'clock on Delta. For some reason, Delta really just lost its damn mind.
Yeah, I was on Delta, and I never fly Delta. Never. They canceled. It was only by the grace of God. Like I think I came in Thursday morning, and I just missed the storm the night before in Savannah, and I just missed it as it was coming into Jersey. As I was flying off, it started to drizzle, and then I heard as soon as I didn't have any trouble getting into Savannah, but that's because I missed the storms on both in Georgia and Jersey at the same time. And I was like, okay. And then flying home, I flew home Sunday morning, and in the evening they kept sending me texts saying your flight is pushed back 15 minutes, your flight is pushed back 20 minutes, your flight is pushed back 2 hours. And I woke up at like 3 o'clock in the morning. It was like your flight is pushed back like 6 hours, and I was like, So I thankfully was able to go online and find another flight, and I booked myself, and I said, okay, I'm gonna head to the airport early just in case. And sure enough, I was able, getting out of Savannah, that was the hard part, I thought. So I finally was able to get on a flight. I didn't wait long because I was like constantly on my computer, like rebooking myself. And I got to Georgia, Atlanta, because I had to fly from, for whatever reason, Savannah to Atlanta. It was a cheaper ticket. Mm. But getting out of Atlanta, they were like, oh yeah, your 1 o'clock is canceled. We put you on a 9 p.m. I'm like, what?
Oh no.
That doesn't even make any sense. So I'm going online. I rebooked myself. I don't know why they put 9 p.m. I rebooked myself on my computer at 3. And then I looked at the board, and the board said there's a flight leaving in 20 minutes to Newark. I run to the gate like, could you get me on this flight? And the lady was like, click, 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 get on now. So I just made it with 5 minutes to spare.
Oh, on 12. That was
just, I know. So, I mean, I felt bad. But I don't know what happened with Delta. I'm like, so many people are still, we're still struggling with Delta days after the storm.
Yes, days after. And it did, sadly, like I would say a handful of people weren't able to come at all because of that whole situation. And you know, one of Enrique's best friends was a groomsman, and he was stuck. And not only was he stuck, but his baby girl, 8 month or 9 month old daughter, was really, really sick at the airport. Uh-huh. But by the grace of God, like the two groomsmen were missing. Arrived 5 a.m. the day of the wedding, I think, or 4 a.m. And were able to be there. And one of my men of honor, Baron Brown, who's a huge fan, so I'm gonna give him a shout out.
Hey, Baron.
he was stuck in Atlanta and managed to still get here. And so there was all these, you know, emotions. You have the tension with like this, what was happening with the flights, but then you have the rehearsal day, which was gorgeous. And you know, I did have a lot of people there, and I just had to tell myself just to be in the moment, because I didn't want to look back on this week and have any regrets of how, you know, or missing anything, or being out of the, you know, being out of it, or being cranky, or being mad, or whatever. So I just really, really put my head in a good place. And one of the things I did that I would tell anyone who's planning any sort of event, like, what I know that I need an hour at least before anything, just to be alone and to be quiet, like in the dark, and the like, you know, or just with, you know, one or two people. And that's what I did the day of the rehearsal. And that's what I did. I built into the timeline, because I had every hour of the wedding day planned as realistically as possible. But I built in an hour and a half of just me sitting in a room at the venue where I was just with a couple of bridesmaids, you know, and no one was allowed to bother me. Like, no knocking, no photographer, no video, no nothing. And I just sat there. And I was braiding my best friend Kristen's hair, who's a bridesmaid, because her hair was all... It was so windy that day. Like the wind was nuts. We did photos before the wedding. And mm-hmm. my mom was, like, running... When we were doing hair and makeup, she was running around with, like, hairspray and chasing me. She's like, come here. It's not going to stay. I swear to God, I had, like, a gallon of hairspray on my hair.
Really? It didn't look like it.
It was because the hairstylist was amazing. And that's a whole other story.
Honestly...
Yeah,
because I didn't realize, because I saw your picture on Instagram where she was straightening. I said, "Wow!" I mean, I always knew you had a lot of hair, but I'm like, "Betty has a lot of hair."
Mm, yeah, it was. I loved. I found a natural hairstylist in Savannah, and I loved her. I got so lucky because I literally had to just Google. I don't know any hairstylist there. I didn't know any African American women I could talk to in Savannah about where to get your hair done.
Yeah,
and also you're entrusting someone with your like the huge wedding day.
Yes.
And I didn't know if I wanted to do curly or straight. I needed someone who could do either.
Okay.
And I found Divine Allure Salon, which was owned by a woman named Aaliyah. And I got in touch with them. They didn't have any bridal photos, but I liked what I saw on their website. I could at least tell, okay, well, she knows how to work a flat iron, and she also knows how to work some curls.
Okay.
So I booked them, and I booked them for my two cousins too. And I did not meet her until Tuesday when I landed in Savannah. I went straight to her for a hair trial.
Okay, and the wedding, was that the hair that you got for the hair trial?
It was a better version of what the hair trial was. Yeah, we edited, and well, really, I came up with the final style, but she executed it amazingly. Like
she did. Honestly, I was like, wow, Mandy's hair looks amazing. Because you just never know. Like, you know how it is with natural hair. Who is gonna do what it want to do?
Yes, Mandy. This she was in a good mood that day. Thank God. And the weather helped. You know, the humidity was not there.
Yes, I was thinking that. Lord, yep. Everybody was saying that, like, I think your friend Tallulah, is that her name, Tallulah?
Tallulah, yeah.
Tallulah was saying, whew, thank goodness, because she was thinking, like, oh, my hair is going to be all over the place, like, if the normal humidity was there, but it wasn't.
Yeah, everyone looked, the weather, honestly, for being such a jerk on Wednesday, it just completely showed out for the wedding day. Really.
And your dress, your reception dress, that was so pretty, the gold. I was like, look at Mandy.
Thank you. Yeah, I've been collecting things I wanted to wear. Everyone's like, did you plan your outfits? And I was like, well, yeah. I kind of planned my outfits as if I was going on a press tour. You know, like, I was like, I'm going to wear this to that.
Yes.
For several reasons. Like,
your picnic outfit. I was like, oh, cute. And then your hair was cute to match. Well, I was like, Manny really pretty. See, I could tell, like, from your shoes being perfect. I was like, look at Manny. Manny is a damn planner to the end. Look, every last drop, she's like, everything will be perfect. It will, and you'll love it.
Well, no, I think it was more just like, it was more, I didn't want to have to make decisions about what I was going to wear. And I wanted to feel good on the, you know, I wanted to feel good at every moment and look good because everyone's taking pictures.
Yeah.
And you're going to keep these pictures forever. I don't want to look crazy.
Yeah, no, it was perfect. That it was like, I love that length. I think they call it like T-length right under the knee.
Yeah.
And it was like strappy. It was honestly the dress. And what I loved is that I was like, ooh, such a great dress, because that's the kind of dress that you could totally wear like over and over, you know?
Oh, yeah. And I definitely will. I mean, I call it the shredder dress because I don't know if you've ever worn a full-on sequin dress before, but it rubbed the inside of my arms so raw. I woke up the next day. It was like the next day I woke up and I was like, did I get run over by a truck? First of all, I barely drank at my own wedding because everyone sort of brings you drinks. But I just had my priority, which was to dance and to be there. So you take one. I maybe had one entire cocktail in total. And the next day I was like, why do I feel like death? My feet, I couldn't feel like three of my toes. I had blisters everywhere. The inside of my arms were completely shredded from that glitter dress. Like, I mean, it was like I had been beat, but like the most amazing, like lovely pain, I guess is how I'll put it. Yeah. Cause you just, the adrenaline is pumping all day. And really I'd been going on and like, I hadn't been sleeping all week because not only was I, you know, just nervous and like nerves and jittery. And I don't know if you remember, but we did a surprise dance for our first dance.
Yes, I was wondering. I was like, oh, you guys did the traditional, like, oh, you know, we come out. And then all of a sudden it was like, psych, get into these hips.
We couldn't have a Dominican wedding without doing a little bachata. Like, it's just not possible. And Enrique, I'm just going to call him Enrique, husband. Mr. Santos, he was in the beginning. It took me months to get him to agree because he's shy for one thing and not for a Dominican, not the most, you know, adept with the hips as well. You know, and you tell him and say it nicely.
And I barely have a little shuffle in me.
I mean, I make up for that, I feel like, for both of us. But finally, like about, I don't know, a month or two, but maybe six weeks before the wedding, he was like, okay. Mostly because I was like, I'm paying for this. We're doing it. And we started lessons and it was rough. I mean, I felt like I was in a Dancing with the Stars episode, like down to the wire. And our instructor, Mario, bless you, Mario. Got to give a shout out to Salsa on Fever 2 or Salsa Fever on 2. It's in Jersey Heights. Yeah. Jersey's the Heights area of Jersey City. He runs his own little studio. He's an Army veteran, amazing person. He had the most incredible patience for us, and he taught us the steps for this like 90-second bachata dance, and it was really up to us in the end, though. Like, we learned the choreography, and then it was practicing. And what really killed me is I couldn't tell anybody because I wanted to keep it a surprise. And so I was like leaving work at 4:30 to go to, you know, dance class, and, you know, stressing out and all that about this dance class. And that was really at the end, that was what was keeping me awake, is like, oh my god, is this dance gonna be good? Are they gonna like,
yeah, they were good. You know who's really good? I think is that his brother? Is that
Alan? Yeah.
What? And yeah. Is his wife, his girlfriend?
His girlfriend, yeah.
They were so cute. I was like, look at that. It looked like a movie. They were like, do. Like, I love to see, because I cannot dance that well, and especially not to Latin music. And so just to see when people have the moves and the steps and the hips and the swings, I love, like, when people have it all together. Yeah, I was like, look at Alan showing off on the dance floor.
I know. I was like, yeah, you guys can dance after us because it's not going to be that good. But I've watched our dance like probably 65 times. Makes me so happy. And just, you know, and the fact that he did it, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, you heard my vows. I was like, this guy is willing to go so far outside his comfort zone just to
make, and I could tell, you know, me and happy. Nick Link, because when you dragged him out on the dance floor, it was like near the end, you took off his jacket, you took off his tie, then you popped his collar, and he was like, look, I will push far as no tie, but this collar will stay down. Nick, we're rolling. We were like, your husband was like, look, I've already been in, this is as wild as I get, this collar is not popping. I thought that was so cute. I was like, oh. Mandy was like, okay, this is good, well, I won't push you too far.
Oh yeah, Nick was there, Magnify Money team was out in full force.
Yeah, they were awesome, honestly. It was great sitting next to them.
Oh, I'm glad everyone had anyway. But one thing, I don't know if you've ever, and I'll shut up about the whole wedding thing because I can go on forever, but the one thing I didn't anticipate, you know, I had a whole weekend planned. The Thursday was the welcome picnic and the rehearsal lunch and the rehearsal. And then Friday was the wedding. And then Saturday we're going to do like a beach day and get everyone together and continue celebrating. Here's what I didn't anticipate. One is how like emotional I would be the day after the wedding, because I held it together. I didn't cry during the ceremony. I didn't, you know, I teared up a little bit, but I heard everyone around me crying. And I just was like, you got to keep it together. You got to get through these. Like, everyone's losing it. And then leading up to the week, I was keeping it together because the flights were delayed and I was trying to, like, you know, play it cool. And not just that, but the whole, like, year, like, the weeks before preparing at work to get ready for this and just, like, the wedding, just all the the regular stresses of planning a wedding building up over a year. And on Saturday, we had to say all the goodbyes. You know, you go into the lobby to say goodbye to one person and then 10 more people show up. And there are 10 of your dearest friends that you've known, you know, since college and, you know, since, you know, years and years. And they've traveled from Iowa and they travel from Seattle. And, you know, you're trying to have an intimate moment with everybody to tell them how much it means. And then our parents, we had to say goodbye to, you know, my parents. And that took, you know, several hours. And then because, you know, we got stuck you get stuck at these family lunches you didn't really want to go to, and they're like dragging you and you can't say no because they've come from so far. And then, you know, by the time that we wrapped up all that, it was about 2 p.m. and I literally felt dead. And then it was the weather was really cold and windy, and I just decided, I was like, I can't give anything else. I can't do anything else. I just want to sit in a dark room and just like sob into a pillow. And not only that, but it was like the fact that everything had gone so well when you have all that built up stress. Yep. And then when everything goes perfectly, you're like, what? Cause you're so happy. And, we ended up, so we everyone sort of did their own thing. And, you know, a lot of people went to the beach. A lot of them went, you know, and sightseeing around Savannah. We ended up, taking an hour to ourselves, and then, some friends met up with them at some in retrospect, amazing like outdoor crab shack, like crab restaurant or whatever, which is like has like live Savannah oaks in the middle of the restaurant, and the restaurant's like built around them, and they have alligators and birds you can go see.
What?
Yeah, it was amazing, but I wouldn't know because I got out of the Uber. The Uber driver just had to play this. I don't even know what song it was, like Coldplay or something. But it set me loose. Like, it was like, and the faucet is on and it will not be turning off for the next hour and a half, because you're just going to sit there like a crazy person and be sobbing like in public with your, you know, 3 foot tall cocktail that someone orders you because they feel so bad. Everyone's like, what is wrong? And I said, nothing is wrong. I'm so happy.
I know. That is such a girl thing.
Oh my God. And Enrique's like, yo, what is happening? I'm like, you don't know, because you didn't plan this thing, you know?
Yeah, no, you know, it was a release.
Yes, absolutely. It totally was. And it continued until it's still there. I probably need like a week to decompress, just like that.
Yeah. It takes, because it is such a release, because it's just like, because, you know, you don't realize how much pent up just anxiety comes from, you know, planning such a momentous occasion, and like you said, for everything to go well. Especially, it's not even just normal anxiety, it's like, okay, yeah, it's the normal I'm planning a wedding anxiety, but then for everything to look like it was going to go to, you know, hell in a handbasket just the day before with the weather and the travel and the, and then for it to go well, I just can't even imagine. I don't even know how you held out for as long as you held out before sobbing.
I'm a tough chick, man. I had my sister. That's what my sister, my mom, and here I go. It's
happening. Yeah. I didn't think you had an older brother.
Oh, we do not speak of him.
Okay, never mind.
You know, there's always one in the family.
Yeah.
He ain't right. No, but my little brother was there, and Enrique's family. I don't know, man. I don't mean to be like annoying about it, but I don't know what I did to, like, I have married into an amazing family, and not just family, but his friends. And I think I said that during my toast, although it's all a blur, but like one of the first things about that I loved about Enrique was not just him. Well, him, of course him, but then you really can tell who a person is by the people around him. And like his friends are, I mean, everyone just gets along and everyone's just good, you know, there's, you know, the randos, but everyone's just good for the most part.
There's always some random. You're like, I don't really like him, but the rest of them are great.
Yeah, right.
So yeah, well, this will be my last comment then. Probably my favorite part of the whole wedding, now that I think about it, was when your dad got up and did such a dad speech. I was hollering. So for those who don't know, Mandy's dad is awesome. He does this speech where he talks about, basically it was a very much a dad baby girl speech, like, oh, my baby girl. Like, he was just like talking about her as a baby girl. He talked about how Mandy learned how to count by counting french fries.
I knew my daughter was going to be some type of mathematical.
Yeah.
Some type of.
It was such a dad move. I always knew she was going to do something mathematical or financial because my baby girl learned how to count with french fries. Every time we passed by McDonald's, we had to hold her down in the car because baby girl wanted french fries. And if you asked baby girl for a french fry, she would dig in the bottom of the bag, find the smallest fry, and break it in half and give you some. I was like, if that is not the most dad moment of all time. And it was so cute. I was like, that probably was my favorite moment. Everybody at the table was both cracking up and like, oh, look at Mandy's dad. Like, you could tell he's like, wait, this used to be my baby. What's going on? How did she grow up and get married? But yeah, that was like you could not have planned that better. That was such a sweet, tender, hilarious moment.
That speech was brought to you by Crown Royal. thank you for all the sponsors of this wedding. He was lit. When he started walking up, I was like, oh no, daddy, what have you done? What have you been doing? Where have you been? What have you been drinking? And I held my breath the entire time because he actually had practiced the french fry speech. It's been dubbed the french fry. It's like his Nikki pickle juice speech or whatever. Okay. It's like, okay. Everyone is like, I'll never forget the french fry speech.
Yep.
And when he started, I was holding my breath because I've never heard my dad like speak in front of more than two people ever.
Oh, yeah,
that was really, but I think he did a good job, and
he did a great job.
It was his big day too, and I haven't seen my dad in a suit since I was 10, and he used to work as a car salesman. He just had, you know, he had gastric bypass surgery 2 years ago, and he's still wearing his like 5X size like FUBU and Sean John like track suits, you know. I'm like, dad, you look homeless, put some fitted pants on. And to see him in that nice tailored suit with his little pink bow tie, and
he looked nice.
I'm just getting texts right now saying the cake was good. The cake was from Publix. Shout out to Publix.
Yes, I had
some affordable wedding cakes in an area near you. All right. Well, it happened, and I'm so grateful that you were there. Everyone loved you who encountered you, obviously.
Thank you.
No surprise.
Thank you, Aaron, for looking after me. He made sure, like, okay, Tiffany, you good? Tiffany, you okay? Tiffany, did you eat? Tiffany, did you drink? Yeah, he was awesome. But honestly, all your friends were great. Everybody, that's what I liked about it, that everybody was really friendly and introducing themselves to me and just to everyone around them, like your cousins from both sides. It was just such a, like I said, it's such a great wedding. It wasn't stuffy, pretentious. It was fun and lighthearted the whole way, you know, so kudos.
Thank you. I will take my bow now. Oh, all right. So what else is happening in the world? I was checking my news feed. I'm like, what, Syria?
We can take care of Syria next week.
Okay.
yes, because Syria will always be there. This was a happy occasion that deserved some spotlight.
Yeah. So we're off Friday for the honeymoon. And what does that mean for Brown Ambition? I believe that means we're going to have a bi-weekly schedule until May. Is that okay with you?
That's fine with me. So I mean, well, you know, the listeners are like, it's not fine with me.
But don't you guys want me to have a honeymoon, though, and not be running around trying to do, like, Tiffany, can you record at 7 o'clock Italy time? And, you know, that's like, I don't even know what time it is in American time.
Yeah,
like,
go enjoy. Like, I mean, Wi-Fi. Our listeners are awesome. We will be back on our weekly schedule sooner than you think. And I think what we'll try to do, too, is we should definitely try to schedule some do some Q&A on one, like put some in the bank, you know?
Definitely. Yeah. We have actually a backlog of questions, and
so
we
that
should
would be perfect. If we could just do, like, you know, one day do like 2 hours, and that way we could chop them up. And that way, you know, when things like this happen, we always have some episodes in the queue.
When things like this happen, when weddings happen,
I know. Right?
hopefully not again.
Wait, when Mandy gets married again. Oh, wait.
Wait, I can't end by asking. I'm going to post this picture. Did you see my Uncle Ray?
Which one was your Uncle Ray?
Just guess.
The one with the braids?
No. With the long red carpet that he turned into a suit. Please tell me it's Uncle Ray. How did you miss Uncle Ray? Oh my God. My great uncle totally surprised me by showing up. Not only just showing up, but showing up like high and drunk and in a dark red suit. How could you not? He got up and like started dancing with me when he wasn't supposed to. And that like, wait a second. So he gave that wedding was just like the extra little sprinkle it needed. So shout out to Uncle Ray. Lit from the very beginning. Lit since birth. Always lit, always makes his own moonshine and wine at home. Uncle Ray. That's Uncle Ray, and that is what weddings are all about. So I'm on team Tiffany have a wedding, but do it your own way. That's my team now.
We gonna see. So we spent a lot of time on wedding talk, but honestly, it's worth it. You loved it. So we are going to head on in to brown break, brown boost. And I would like to give a brown boost, honestly, I know even though it's like a piggyback on wedding talk, honestly, to your family and friends, because I love the fact that I don't know anyone there that I met aside from like husband's family. Even some of them, right? Because I know like his mom and dad speak primarily Spanish, but even a lot of them listen to the podcast. I cannot believe it. I was like, it was like freaky. I'm like, is this real? Everyone's like, oh yeah. I love the podcast. So I want to give a brown boost to all of Mandy's family and friends that listen. Thank you so much. You guys were awesome. It was like, I'm like, is this real? Did you guys just start listening last week? Or did Mandy put you up to this? It didn't seem real. So boost to y'all. Thank you so much. It was awesome meeting you in person. I'm not good at names, so I'm not even going to pretend. I'm just going to say, you know who you are. I spoke to almost everyone.
I have a feeling you mean Miss Isora and Denny. Those are probably our two biggest Santos fans. BT Dubs, it was Isora's veil that I was wearing. I was a very borrowed bride.
That's awesome, though.
The dress was new, but the veil I borrowed, my hair clip. I'm so happy. Yeah, because they're true fans. Like, they listen, and I'm almost like, can y'all not listen this week?
Yeah. So many of them were so cute. They were like, I don't get to speak to Mandy as much as I'd like, but I catch up on all her business. Which I love.
It's the new newsletter, the new blog. Yeah. Well, my boost, because I can't do a break. There's nothing to take a break from, honestly. Maybe just sleepless nights. I would like to sleep again. That would be nice. My boost will be, it's National Siblings Day. So I really would like to take this opportunity because they were my pillars of strength, not just like this past week, but just in life in general. My big sister, Mallory, and my little brother, Alex, aka Drake, who was up with me till 4 a.m., keeping the after party going after the wedding at this karaoke bar.
I don't even know how. I went home and fell asleep. I was like, how are they going to the karaoke? They're like, you want a karaoke? I said, I'm going to Carrie Betty.
Oh, I didn't mention this other sponsor for the wedding. It's called 5-Hour Energy. Have you heard of them? I would have one a day. I've never taken them before, but they actually really work. They really kept me going and like not a crazy, buzzy, jittery, like Red Bull type feeling, but like slow ability to focus and like, you know, not wanting to like zone out the entire time. So like 5-Hour Energy, thank you, whoever you are who made that. So anyway, siblings. Yeah. So my big sister Mallory and I have had a very like tumultuous relationship. You know, we're close in age, like 2.5 years. And when we were teenagers, you know, we really did not get along. And we didn't reconnect, honestly, until I was probably a sophomore or junior in college. Okay. And it's been like a slow, you know, you have to get to know someone again. Yeah. You don't know her life and she didn't really know my life, but you want to have a sisterhood. And I would say for the last 10 years, we've been working on that and you know, having her in my corner over the last year. And she's a shy person. She's not, you know, she was the middle child for a while until my little brother came around and she was like a quintessential middle child. Okay. And I was a quintessential young little, you know, little sister, stealing the shine and all that kind of stuff. And Mallory just, she showed up for me in so, so many ways, like so much so that yesterday when I needed to find the New York Times because we had been in the wedding announcement section.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, well, I couldn't find a freaking copy in Savannah. They just don't do that there, I guess. And I just mentioned in passing, yeah, I can't really find one here. I guess we'll just have to, you know, get a friend to get one in New York. 5 minutes later, I get a phone call from her. Don't worry, I found a Starbucks in Midtown Savannah. They're holding it for you at the counter. It has your name on it. I was like, Mallory, you're off the clock. You're no longer matron of honor. I got it.
Punch out, Mallory. Punch out.
Yes. Go.
I love that. First of all, Mandy, how it was so awesome. Why one of the dream catchers posted it was like, oh, Mandy got married. She posted the link.
Oh, they've been so sweet. They really have. I've been getting all your messages, dream catchers. And thank you so much for the love.
Yeah, that's just awesome. I did see that. I was like, ooh, fancy New York Times bride.
You know. I was like, I showed Nick Magnify Money. I was like, well, you always want a New York Times mention. There you go.
Yes, I saw that. I know he was like, oh, wow. Can we add this to our, you know, to our press roster?
Why not? Yeah, that's a weird thing. Like, you really don't know they're going to do it until, like, the week before the wedding. And even then, I got the call and I was like, I'm not telling anybody. Because I can get bumped for Miley Cyrus or the daughter of, like, one of the Bloomberg girls any moment. So when it came out, I was like, oh, there it is. And now it's great for the parents. You can give them something like, you know, a cutout of newspaper that they can, you know, have forever. And that meant a lot. So just some more sprinkles, just more reasons to sob, you know. But yeah, I have to thank my siblings for just being amazing humans and blessing me with their love and support, and that is it. That was your Brown Ambition wedding edition. It felt like, you know, the special episode at every sitcom where it's like the wedding episode.
Yep.
They go to like Disney World and that's just the entire thing.
Yeah.
That was this episode. This was the Disney World Family Matters episode when like Stefan and Laura.
Yes. Oh, like, yes. Stefan Urkel, which made him so much cuter than Urkel.
Oh, yeah. This was it. You're welcome. So I'm going to go recuperate and... I guess I'll talk to you guys after the honeymoon.
Yes, have fun in Italy.
Italy, grazie.
Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a PS to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the PS first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.